What do you think you're doing with this show?
I'm trying to open up the conversation. When people think about blues, the first image that comes into their head always is that it's a man and his guitar, and there's so much more to the story than that. And it's actually a really vibrant, amazing story. Women were the early popularizers of the blues. They were the first recording artists. It's just an incredible wealth of phenomenal talent, and we love sharing that with people and opening their eyes to that.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been working on this show for a little over 2 years. I toured with a show for about 7 years about the history of women composers in Tin Pan Alley called Wild Women of Song, and I always knew the next one was going to be about women and the blues.
It's a lot of pictures, images. How did you develop that?
Yeah, that took a lot of time and thought and effort. You know, we archived and searched around. There were some things I definitely knew in terms of timing. There were times when we wanted to just put people in the mood of what it would be like to be in Missouri on a hot day in 1902, because we don't have scenery particularly, so that was how that worked for us. And then there were other times when you want them to actually see Sippy Wallace sing, you know, see Sister Rosetta Tharpe playing, which tells the story more than a million of our words could. But then we had to very carefully balance it out, because imaging can be distracting. We hope to use it to dramatic effect, but also definitely celebrate these gals.
The origins of the show, what brought you to create a show of this sort?
I've always loved the blues, and I knew that this was the story I wanted to tell next. My last show was, you know, it was a concert that had some theatrical elements into it, and I had some PowerPoint imaging, and I told stories about the women. This show had to be an ensemble piece, much more theatrical. And that's when I called up my director, Jane Winger, who acted as dramaturg, and I said, I want to do something I've never done before and work with these women in an ensemble way. So that's how it came about. It's a party on stage. Come on down.